that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome callers from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line, is it Vince or Vance Davis?
Vance Davis.
Vance Davis, okay. Yeah. And Vance, of course, has a fascinating story, and I'll just let him tell you a little bit about himself.
Well, Dr. Stan, to educate the public a little bit, I was involved in with a group called the Gulf Breeze Six. In 1990, we went AWOL from Augsburg, Germany, from our intelligence post because of things that were going on. And we were captured right before the Gulf War, the first Gulf War. And within 21 days, we were released with honorable discharges. And we had information of, I don't know if you want to call it predictions and everything else, but that's kind of what we did. On top of some avenues of learning, as you stated earlier, the truth and not so much the truth.
All right. Now, why did you go AWOL, from your post?
Well, a lot of things were going on. If you remember in 1989, the Russian wall came down, the Berlin Wall. A lot of other things were going on. And one of the aspects, we were trying to get out legally. Of course, it didn't work. We did mess with the Ouija board. We messed with some other, if you want to call it hyperspatial or, things that you would call spiritual aspects.
Well, no, there were six of you who were involved in this?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, of course, then you were trying to turn to the occult, maybe thinking that you'd tap into some unusual forces there?
Well, actually, to confirm and to look for information, a lot of things were going on that didn't make sense.
All right, well, what sort of things were you talking about?
Games that were being played. In other words, there was a lot of issues that were dark in a sense. Also, at the same time, there were a lot of spiritual aspects. So we were looking for confirmation on those subjects.
All right.
And
well,
can
you give us some specific instances of what you're speaking of?
Let me think here. Now, it's been almost 13 years now. One of them was the fact that the game that was being played within the intelligence community with a perceived Christianity when, in fact, it was not.
Now, how do you mean a game played with Christianity?
Claiming to be Christian for God when everything they did was the opposite. Some people would call it Satanism. I don't necessarily call that. It's just that there were some people that liked to turn the negative aspect. You know, in other words, they what they said out of one side of their mouth, they did something opposite. There were other aspects that came into light, events that were occurring that we had no control over. And that gets into some of the alien aspect, also into some of the unusual spiritual, and in some aspects into the control of, I don't even call it, how the government functioned.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back with Vance in just a couple of minutes here, and we'll let him, of course, explain the things that he's talking about. He, of course, was in an intelligence unit, and they went AWOL, and, of course, I guess rather than try them, they gave them honorable discharges, and Vance then is trying to utilize the information he acquired while in the military to explain to people some of the strange things going on today. But we'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest today is Vance Smith. And pardon me, Vance Davis. Many years ago, he was with the military intelligence, and he's been telling us that, of course, he's what occurred during the period leading up to the first Gulf War that caused he and a group of other people with him, there were about six of them, that actually dropped out of the military and going to AWOL, were eventually honorably discharged. But of course, he was very, very concerned as he saw people within the military beginning to tap into the dark side, and he even expressed some opinion that there might even be an element of Satanism or something of a dark nature. Would that be a fair statement, Vance?
In a sense, yes.
All right, fine.
It's a perceived belief.
All right, fine. So what were some of the things that you were seeing that disturbed you so deeply? Now, you mentioned when we were talking earlier that there were some of your officials seemed to be playing games with the truth and playing games with reality. And were they trying to tap into some dark forces to help with their intelligence work or direct the course of our society?
Well, in many aspects, and we're getting into some very interesting conspiratorial issues, as I'm sure you're very aware of in this. And there are some truths to that and some non-truths.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our job is to find the truth. So
correct.
What are you speaking of now specifically?
Well, let's look at an example of the first Gulf War. We knew that an event would occur in May of 1990. Well before the first Gulf War was occurred, because there had already been discussions with Iraq. There were a lot of things going on. The rumor is supposedly he had been promised that if he went into Kuwait, that we wouldn't do anything.
You're talking about Saddam Hussein and
yes.
How April Gillespie, the American ambassador, had actually told Saddam that certainly the president wants good relationships with you. He's not going to declare an economic war on you if you go in there. And, of course, what happened was the American ambassador, in effect, told Saddam to go ahead and invade. And once he did, suddenly we had the justification for a war. And that really doesn't make sense. Why would our ambassador have given Saddam Hussein faulty information? Well, there, of course, there are many, many Iraqis believe that this whole thing was set up. And if you doubt that, we carry a wonderful book written by Robert Baer, who was a CIA official in Iraq in 1995. And it is his statement from his book, and I quote it in my latest newsletter, that every Iraqi he met believed the United States was keeping Saddam in power. And this is 1995. And many of them actually, or at least some of them, believed he was on the CIA payroll. That's crazy talk. Or is it? We'll be back here in just a moment as we join and have some of our other stations join us. All right, fine. Well, now we should have everybody on board. And, of course, you'll notice there's some interruptions here at the beginning as we're bringing other stations on board with us across America. So, Vance, you go ahead and you tell your story.
Well, that was one aspect that Baer is one example that people talked about this. And you have to look at what is the purpose. Why did we need to be involved in a war? Well, one aspect of one thing that bothered us. Now, I grew up in Kansas, and I was a normal guy, and I hated history. But when I got into the service, I learned what real history is. And there's a, I call it like the mirror in the smoke screen. And what it is that certain people like to put up smoke screens. They tell you one thing when in fact they're doing something else, and that's to keep the public away from the truth. There are certain peoples in this government that hold very, very strong power that we don't see. We don't elect. Herbert Hoover and some others had put people in place in the 20s and the early, even before then, that had more power than even the president, but didn't have an elected position. And what we're running here by the time 1990 came up was that there was a global aspect of a new globalism. We hear about globalism. We hear about President Bush at the time, the elder, talked about the New World Order in a sense.
Well,
and why would he state that in a speech? Well, what we discovered was that there was a move to denationalize nations around the world. That includes England, France, Germany, and the United States, of course.
And you're really speaking of giving up nationhood and going into this one world government. We were to give up our sovereignty, to give up our freedom, and merge into this wonderful utopian world government. Is that
correct? Right? And if you go to the UN website, you will read it directly there where they talk about it openly, that we have to lose our nationality identity and create this UN-led global power and have a president that would be a president for all the countries. So we started reading this and seeing this, and I took an oath, Dr. Stan, and that oath was to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what we were running into, we were getting orders from foreign agents or foreign agencies that was not even in our chain of command, telling us what and when to do and what to track. And in our job, that really went against our beliefs. and the way we've been raised.
Well, how did you, begin to find these things? Because you see, most people really don't understand that there are people outside of government that really run the government. People like Colonel House in past generations, Henry
Correct.
Kissinger, Paul Wolfowitz today. They're the real powers behind the throne. The president, unfortunately, is simply a figurehead for people like Rumsfeld, Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, all part of a little cabal that was organized back in 1997 called the Project for the New American Century. And anybody in the listening audience can go to their website. It is www.newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. And get the list of the names of the people in this cabal, 25 of them, half of them coming from the Council on Foreign Relations. In 1997, they laid out a plan for a new international order. And, of course, by 1998, they were already saying of the necessity to go to war with Iraq. This was planned in 1998, long before, of course, the September 11th attack. We just needed a justification to go to war. But anyway, how did you begin to find out about this? Because most people, can go through their whole lives and never have any idea about these hidden or invisible forces working behind the scenes.
Well, it's what's funny, and they're not really hidden, Dr. Stan. It's just a matter we have a education system that no longer teaches us how to search information out. They don't hide it. It's just a matter of knowing where to look and what to look for. They actually operate very much out in the open. And as for the president, he is a figurehead. It doesn't matter if he's Republican, Independent, Democrat. That person is under the auspices of handlers, if you want to call it that. These people tend to help him make global and regional and national decisions that he may not or she may not have the power to make. So they're pretty well dependent upon these handlers to tell them what to do. And there's been a program since the mid-1980s to take Saddam out of power, but there's been a conflict with two forces. One says, no, we need to use him, and the other said, no, we need to get rid of him so we can nationalize or regionalize the Middle East.
And that's really what we're going to do. In fact, right now we're planning on spending a couple of $100 billion to rebuild the schools in Iraq, and we're going to rebuild the hospital system and provide top-notch medical care. We can't, of course, do that here in the United States, but we're going to spend your money and your children's money and your grandchildren's money to rebuild Iraq after we've destroyed Iraq. There's something's wrong with this picture. We're talking about stationing 100,000 to 200,000 American troops in Iraq when this war ends.
What's this really
all about? Is this really about Saddam Hussein? Is this really about weapons of mass destruction? Or is there another agenda? And that's what I think that you're alluding to, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And how we learned about this is that there are certain people within the military that are very concerned. They're very heartfelt Americans. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in freedom. And unfortunately, in the past few years, we've lost a lot of those freedoms. But in a sense, if you look at a normal fashion that works within the government. If you remember when the O.J. Simpson case was going and they were getting ready to read the verdict, every station, every news station around the world was listening to that verdict except for one, and that was C-SPAN. C-SPAN was showing President Clinton making a speech about radioactivity tests that we did on unborn children, mentally retarded children, back in the 1940s. During the time that the verdict of O.J. Simpson was being read. That's a smoke and mirror. They were using the public view of O.J. Simpson to hide other things.
Oh, well, they didn't want the American people to know that we were experimenting on mentally defective children with not only the plutonium. They told the parents that they were giving them vitamins in this cereal. Yeah, they were giving them vitamin P. And, of course, some of the other grotesque experiments that done by our military, where literally hundreds of thousands were exposed to toxic chemicals and poisons, to spray just to see what would happen, or many of the other things that they've done with our prisoners in this country in total violation of the Nuremberg concepts. But, of course, it's been done, and the truth has been suppressed from the American people.
Right, and here he is admitting it when the media or the people were looking at something totally different, so it didn't get the news play.
Sure.
And the same thing we're running here. My view is I agree that Saddam Hussein should be taken out. The man is evil, and I know that from my intelligence source of knowing what he's done to hundreds of thousands of people there in Iraq and even foreigners. But it's the issue of what are they actually using this for. My concern is not for the immediate thing that's going on or 1990, it's what's after, because there's a plan in place on a global scale ran by very few people, Dr. Stan, very few. We're not talking the Council of 300 or this or that. We're talking a very few men that have monetary and political power that want to create a world establishment government.
There are two reasons their power, for that. I assume.
Right. And there's two reasons for this. Either there are, quote, gods out there that they want to appease, or the fact that there is a view, and this is a view in some circles of the military, that there is a greater force out there that in the future we'll have to fight. And that is, we're talking an alien threat of some kind. Now, that could be real, that could be made up, we just don't know. In this sense, we have to have a global government, is what they're viewing. But my question is, who's really going to be in control of it and who's guiding it? We have three or four forces fighting for that control. And this is what we discovered. They're fighting for the control because of perceived power. They believe, one force, one group believes, that they get gain power, that the gods will be happy with them and give them power, whatever. In other words, total power. Another group feels that it's man's right to lead the world. Another one is pure evil. In other words, not pure evil, but evil enough to where they want to dictate everything. They want to use people. They've been doing this for years in different countries. So we have these different battles going on. And we're seeing it kind of now because we have Germany, France, and Russia fighting for the power of the UN, where we have the president here in the United States working with England, which is another of those powers, working to make their own global power. And the people, in a sense, and this is what's sad, and one of the reasons why we went AWOL, is that the people are left out in the dark. In other words, to become cannon fodder, as we state in the military, to become used in this ever-evolving power at the top of the pyramid that most people never even know exists.
Well, you know, of course, that sounds a little strange, and yet I would suggest our listeners get the book of The Final Days, page 194, where Henry Kissinger, in the presence of General Al Haig, said, soldiers and military people are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. American military people are stupid, dumb animals. That's Henry Kissinger, page 194, The Final Days by Bernstein and Woodward, Woodward and Bernstein. But this is not the sort of thing they'd want to put out there, because after all, wasn't it Henry Kissinger who was picked to head the investigation to see what really happened on on September 11th of 2001? Well, of course, fortunately, he didn't get that job. But he is really a very influential person. With this administration, he's been very influential in both Republican and Democrat administrations. And yet he looks upon our brave soldiers as stupid, dumb animals. And, of course, the reason you've never heard that is because of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think.
Well, an example, 1988, there was a study done within NSA and with the CIA that showed, and I believe it was over 70%, of the populace in the United States believed everything is fact that was reported on the news, Dr. Stan. That's concerning, because if you anybody who has a satellite can watch American news, and you watch German news, then you watch other news. American news is very, very clean. It's very, very controlled, where other news tends to report things quite interesting. So if you put all those together, you might get a true sense of what's going on in the world and the true view of how people view the United States.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we get back, Vance Davis will invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited,
and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And it, recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention that our special guest today, Vance Davis, is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be in Santa Clara on Memorial Day weekend. That's the 24th and 25th of May. And so if you'd be interested in going, I'm going to be speaking. There are going to be a lot of people speaking from all different points of view, trying to explain who really runs the world and what's really going on. And if you'd like more information, you can go to the website, conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. Or give them a call at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. I think it'll be a fascinating, fascinating time. And then I simply want to mention that in days like this and times like this, when I think that there are going to be very, very real problems here in America, you certainly want to have a source of a good, clear drinking water and other several ways to do this. One is to get something called a Big Berkey. And this is a pattern. It's ceramic filters. These have been used, modified somewhat, but they've been used for 150 years. And they'll filter out bacteria and spores and most of the things, most of the toxins in drinking water, so that you can actually take water from ponds and use it without any problems at all. The Big Berkey filter is about 2.5 gallons of water at a time. It's available for $279, but it's sold through Radio Liberty at $239, and we offer you a video or a four-tape set we produced if you buy it through us. Now, that's not available in either Iowa or California, but you can get a Berkey Light, which is clear plastic, works just about the same, uses the black Berkey filters, which have to be replaced every couple of years, but they work more efficiently. And, of course, you can get that for $199 plus shipping, and, of course, you'll get a free video or free four-tape set. Call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Vance Davis. We're talking about his background, and of course, he's come to the same conclusion I have, but from an entirely different point of view. And of course, he looks upon the fact that there are people who run the world from behind the scenes. Well, I believe there have always been people who ran the world from behind the scenes. I believe behind that there is a spiritual conspiracy, and if you're coming from a Christian point of view, just get your Bible out and look up Jeremiah 11:9, Ezekiel 22:25. There's always been a conspiracy against God. There's always been a desire to create a one-world government, and of course, although many of these groups may be competing back and forth, when that one-world government comes, it will be run by not the God of heaven, but by the prince of this earth, who is Satan himself, I believe. So certainly there are the forces out there, many, many people working towards that goal, and as Vance has said so well, now suddenly, within the last 3 weeks, we've changed the whole complexion of international relations, and our former adversaries, our former allies, France and Germany, are now our enemies. They're aligned with Russia against us, as far as the Iraqi war is concerned. And the United States and England, the Anglo-American establishment that has been in place for so many years, now, of course, is working. Of course, Many people think this is the end of the United Nations. No, it's a means of strengthening the United Nations. It'll all become apparent as time goes by. But the United Nations is not going to fade away, because every occult organization in the world, and every communist organization in the world, and every socialist and humanist organization in the world is solidly behind certainly this whole move towards the New World Order, and with that, the New World Religion. So go ahead and pick it up from there, Vance.
Well, as we said, you know, you can look at UNESCO, which is the education program that was adopted in the 60s around the world, and that's been running for quite a while. There's another reason that we went AWOL, and this is a more, I think in a way it's a more sinister aspect, Dr. Stan, and for your audience to understand. In 1985, we received checks in the military from government checks. And we got the new printing. Have you ever seen the check, and some of your audience may have, that has the Statue of Liberty on it? This is a government aspect, or government check. When we first came out in 1985, we were not allowed to cash that check, even though we tried. Because on the check, when it first came out to the soldiers, it said you must have the identifying mark on the forehead or on the back of the hand. Now, they recalled those checks and said it was a mistake and it was a joke. But what's interesting, within 3 months of that, they had developed a new tracking device that would be going into special forces, and this was a size of a rice that would fit underneath the skin. And we see that now, today, in animals and in certain special forces, that they have that to help in the battlefield. To me, and I grew up Christian, that really bugged us, because they were going to require all intelligence people to have that.
Well, of course, now, of course, they're using him in certain children. You know, the idea,
correct,
my goodness, we can put these in your child. He's not going to be lost. They, of course, wealthy people are having him put in so they can't be kidnapped. Or if they are kidnapped, you can actually be tracked by a satellite of one of these.
And medical records.
Things. Right. And, of course, think of the implications of this. Why are they so interested in this? Because they're going to take us into a cashless society. And we're, of course, one of the reasons for the war, in my estimation, is to cover the coming economic collapse. And out of that coming economic collapse will be the cry of the American people for a solution. And they have a solution. It'll be a cashless society.
Correct. And the one thing that people don't understand, we also learned this, is that the United States itself, the government and the people, really don't own anything in the United States anymore. We are broke. And all intents and purposes, we are broke. And all our money is owed to that of the European coalition. We, the banks and everything else, they own our debt. And we have to pay that debt off. I know, in fact, in the late 80s, that our birth certificate, and this is why they started requiring birth certificates on newborn children, is because that is used as a debt use item. In other words, it helps pay off the debt because a person is worth money now. And so that birth certificate, which is now required by law for every newborn child, is put into an account and is worth about $50,000 to $1 million in the near future. So they're actually bargaining our children against the debt.
Well, of course, we know that every child has to have a Social Security number when they're born. And that was in the World Trade Organization treaty, this 28,000-page monstrosity that nobody ever had read. Why do they want every child to have a Social Security number? What's that have to do with the WTO? Because the WTO is part of this move towards a world government. And once you understand that, then, of course, you can begin to understand increasingly what's going on. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war. Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention another couple of things we have. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're really have not made all your preparations for the possibility that we could be moving into very, very difficult times, and I really believe we are, my belief that the America as we know it is not going to exist too much longer. I think there's going to be strife and chaos within our cities. But if you'd like to have information on what you could do to protect yourself and your family, just give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for a ready reserve food catalog. And got lots of things in there. You've got to be able to look after yourself and your family and your neighbors. And that's your first obligation. And don't wait for somebody else to come along and tell you what to do or provide for you. This is, of course, you can see what's happening in Iraq today to the people there when, of course, the structure of government begins to break down. And then, of course, another thing is you have, we carry something called Miracle 2 soap products. And if you would like to give them a try, there's a soap, there's a neutralizing a solution, there's a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and a gel. And of course, we can't make any medical claims on these. All we can do is tell you that many of our listeners use these and say they've just been wonderful and they've helped them so very, very much. So if you'd like to know more about the Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And you can order the individual products, or you can order all of them together. There was a special introductory offer that you can get all five items together. So I will tell you that they are excellent soap. We have so many people out there who order them over and over and over again. And whether it be the gel product or the lotion or the neutralizer, which many people use for their heartburn, and all you can do is try and see if it works, call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest today is Vance Davis. I know of Vance Smith, and I keep saying that. Vance Davis, if you're out there and would like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, how did the government apprehend you after you and five other intelligence officers went AWOL? Did you turn yourself in? And why did they simply give you an honorable discharge rather than punishing you as we would have anticipated they would have done?
Well, that's what we expected. Actually, we had the van. We were in Pensacola, Florida, and the van lost the taillight, so one of our guys got stopped. And at that point, we were on the list, and he got stopped. We got raided that morning. I had a gun to the back of my head on the floor and was told if I'd moved, I'd be killed. This is FBI, of course. We were then, at that point, taken into custody, and for the next 7 days, we basically disappeared. I know that Senator Dole, Senator Kassebaum called my dad directly and asked if they have seen me or heard from me. He told them no, and they were told, well, the military doesn't have them, and which was a lie. They did have us, until the CNN guy jumped over the fence at Fort Benning, Georgia, and tried to take a picture of us. He almost got his life taken himself. And that basically created a whole media storm. And I think because if they were to take us into court now that it was in the media, they would have to prove or disprove our evidence or our statements. And I don't think they wanted to do that, Dr. Stan, because then that would put them in a position of denying certain things that would be very difficult for them to deny.
Well, now, what sort of things would this have been?
The certain things that we've been talking about,
that's right.
Evidence. We would have brought it out. We were very honest, very forthfront, and we told them that we would bring it out. And so I think ultimately, and I know for a fact from a third source that was this elder President Bush speechwriter said that they had a meeting about us there, And President Bush, after talking with two gentlemen that just walked into the meeting out of the blue, whispered to him, and he looked up at them and says, "Are you sure that's the decision?" They said yes, and they walked out. He pretty well told Colin Powell and his cabinet that we're going to let him go. And at that point, we were given honorable discharges.
Well, how did they find out that the six of you were all working together in cahoots when you went AWOL?
We left the messages. We purposely did that. We left the messages and told them what we had found. We wanted to raise, it wasn't for the public, Dr. Stan. We were trying to let certain portions of the government know what was going on. And we did that. We left certain things behind. We also left certain people behind with information. And it leaked out to the Army Times that we were captured and everything else, when in fact they were told not to report it. The colonel at Army Times decided to report it anyway, and he got in trouble for doing that. They were going to keep this quiet completely. It didn't work that way.
All right, fine. Well, you were taking quite a chance doing something of that sort. Did you go to the media after that to try to get publicity for it, or what?
No, they came to us, and we told them what we did, and I think it kind of lost its effort. Although, even today, I guess we're talked about and followed quite heavily because of what we were told, events that would occur. One event that I do want to bring up for your audience to listen to is that we were told that there would be an organization created within the United States once the people believed or felt that it was needed, and that was called the National Police Force. And this was in 1990 that we were told of this. And what's interesting is that the people would never, in this country, ever support something like that unless something drastic happened.
Well, we had to have an incident to justify that, and the thing was really planned. We can prove a year ahead of time. I'm sure you're going 10 years ahead of time, but any of our listeners who would like to see, get a copy of the U.S. Commission or the National Commission on Security in the 21st Century, the Council on Foreign Relations Committee set up in 1997, and they put their Phase 1 report out in 1998, and their final report was a year before the September 11th attack. And they were talking, now this was in September of 2000, they were talking about, in essence, the Office of Homeland Security. It was all cut and dried. It was all planned ahead of time.
Right.
And you're saying that you were told about it 10 years before?
Yes, in 1990. We were told that because of the marking of troops, we were told that we'd have to take an oath to the UN to be military within the United States. We didn't like that, of course, because that means we cannot take an oath over the oath we had already taken over the Constitution. And they wanted us to do that. On top of that, they wanted us to be trained in how to work civilian targets in the intelligence field, which is against the law for us to do in NSA. We cannot track an American citizen or their phone within the border of the United States.
Well, now, were you NSA or were you military?
I was paid by the military. I worked NSA. Worked no such agency.
All right. Now, of course, NSA was actually illegally tapping telephones throughout the world and having their agents in England monitor the telephone.
GCHQ. GCHQ, right. Correct. And the German branch. I mean, they all do, including the Israelis and the Mossad. It goes on all the time, and people just don't realize if you don't want it heard or don't want it seen, don't do it on the phone and don't do it in front of people because someone's always watching. And I know for a fact now that payphones are no longer protected underneath that law.
Well, of course, now the thing is, as far as the NSA, we're told, there's no monitoring of the individual. You know, we may monitor their telephone calls or emails. They may monitor their faxes, but we're not checking on individuals. But does NSA have people actually monitoring individuals as well?
No. The FBI does. And NSA and the CIA do not get along because of that. The CIA tends to utilize people. There's been aspects into where NSA people were killed, and NSA spies, if you want to call them that, were killed by CIA spies because the CIA did not want NSA to see what the CIA was doing. So there's a struggle here. And you got to remember, these are, and the FBI, are all powerful organizations in their own right that ultimately don't really have to answer to the president. People don't realize that.
Well,
they basically run themselves.
anybody who has any question that the CIA was involved in the President Kennedy's assassination needs to get this great book we have, Redecide, based upon the papers of Mr. Crowley, who worked for the CIA. He was Deputy Director of Covert Operations, the group that kills people, and that was their job. And they killed President Kennedy, and they got away with it, and they killed anybody who knew anything about it. We have another book called The Dead Witnesses. 109 people who knew something about the assassination died, and most of them under very, very strange circumstances. And could this go on in America? Of course it could go on.
And there's a story, Dr. Stan, that most people don't realize, that he was going to give a large speech in the next stop after Dallas, and he was going to talk about a big battle plan, why he wanted why the space program was needed, why this other stuff was needed, because there was a problem in the world. In fact, that there was an alien force, for the better word of it, that was threatening many things and had control of many things, and they didn't want that out because certain portions of the government are working with them.
Well, but are these real aliens, or are these, of course, demonic spirits? Are these the dark side that has always been there, that the government's been trying to tap into for many, many years, using various types of astral projection this distance monitoring?
Well, you see, that's what we discovered and what we were going into, and we found the truth to it. And it's perceived. It's not that the ability is real. God gave us gifts and everything else. Those are real, and it's dependent on how it's used. And there are people here, in non-people, I would say non-humans, that tend to utilize that in negative ways, for control, for purposes other. There are others that are not that way. There are alien individuals that are for the human race and don't agree with what's going on here. One story that we always heard was that the world will never be allowed to go to Mars. And the reason why, we were told, because we've been there before and they don't want us to rediscover our past. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, but is it true, or are they giving you disinformation?
I think a portion of it is true, because I've seen artifacts that came from space that there's no way that they came from here, that it's metal that we still don't understand, yet it had human writing on it. So there's some aspects. We hear about in India the Vimana, or the flying ships that were used in the ancient wars. So the sense is that the humans at one point may have been out in space. From all indications, may be true, because I know from a satellite photograph of what they call deep resonating, which goes underneath the ground so many feet to see what's underneath there. In White Sands, New Mexico, there are what looks like to be landing pads underneath White Sands. And some buildings. Now, as to whether we put it there or it was ancient, who knows?
Or maybe they were demonic. Let's go to Fritz. Hi, Fritz. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Saco, Maine.
It's from whereabouts?
Saco. Okay. Saco, Maine. So on the coast of Maine.
All right.
How are you doing, Fritz?
Oh, good. Good. What's your feeling? I guess two things. First, about the World Trade Center. Who do you think was behind that?
Well, it wasn't the Jews. That the Arabs believe, because they're being played with just as we are with the media. I believe that the FBI, and I know how they work in the NSA, they knew something was up. They had an idea of where it was going to happen. And the surprise, and what surprised, and I believe it did come from a person that the CIA did back up, and that, of course, is Bin Laden. They did appoint, give him money and access. He did set this up, but the greatest fear in the intelligence community is that someone draws together all the terrorist activities. Someone has done that. They don't talk about it in the news, but someone has drawn and created a formed world terrorist organization. We're just not hearing about it as a person. I think that's what did it. The surprise was the attack on the Pentagon. That was the surprise, because the World Trade Center, in their view, and I'm strictly my opinion, I don't know this for a fact, I think, in a sense, someone decided to let this occur, just as they allowed the bombing in Oklahoma City to occur, so that they could enrage the people, and this is what we're told in 1990, to enrage the people against a perceived threat, or a real threat.
Now,
in that case.
Who told you that, Vance?
that was from the information we got from several sources in 1990, including the Ouija board and other things.
Oh, now you're going to, you were beginning to tap into the occult yourself then.
Correct. For a short period, and we got out of that, but we confirmed it through other sources.
Why did you get out of it? Why? Did you begin to realize that maybe you were tapping into things you didn't want anything to do with?
Well, let's put it this way. Do we fully understand the occult? No. Do we understand what our mind is capable of? No. When you mess in things you don't understand, it tends to envelope you and take you over, and then you're going down a path you may not want to go.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, so we don't recommend people do this. You know,
you sure don't want to, but then nobody actually told you that this was going to happen. They were going to try to mobilize the people against this other force.
Well, what they told us about the first bombing in New York, and they told us that this would lead to a further bombing of the World Trade Center, and that was one of the predictions, and it did happen. What's interesting is that how it was parlayed into this new national police force and this attack to go after terrorists in these countries that support terrorists, which is a real threat, gentlemen. It's a real threat. It's just a matter of what is the real purpose behind that public view.
And, of course, why did we, and if anybody doubts that there were attempts on the part of the Iraqi military to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and we blocked them. You need to get the book, See No Evil, by Robert Baer, senior CIA official in Iraq in 1995. Fritz, did you have another question?
Well, I just had an observation that there are just too many inexplicable consequences about the World Trade Center.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, we have a wonderful book called The War on Freedom. We have Dr. Dennis Cuddy's original book, September 11th, Prior Knowledge. And we have my book, my video, the 9-1-1 Contrived, which will give you all the background of time and time and time again. We could have taken Osama bin Laden out, and the government refused to do it.
Well, let me give you a game. You gentlemen have heard of PSYOPs, correct?
Right.
Well, PSYOPs is, the FBI actually created that. And PSYOPs is so good that the only way that you could control a population like the United States that is this hell-bent on freedom and individuality, which we are, is to have a fear that people don't understand, don't know where it's coming from, or don't understand why. Because in that fear for the individual, they look towards one thing, and especially in the past 30 years this has been the case. They look to the government to answer their questions.
And PSYOPs being psychological operations.
Correct.
Hey, Fritz, we're going to have to let you go. We've
got
one more caller.
Thank you, Fritz.
Let's go to George calling from Canada. We're about out of time. George, quick question.
Yes, quick question. Thank you for taking my call. Could you please make a comment on the situation with Russia? Specifically, I've been hearing rumors. Is it true that they're moving their fleet into the Indian Ocean? And how this will affect the scenario there, if that's true. Thank you. I'll listen off here.
You're welcome, George. From what I've studied from research that I've done from the media and from information that comes from the government to their embassies and stuff, it seems like there is a sub-fleet that was moving into the area and maybe a couple ships. And we have a problem here that Russia, France, and Germany, who are no longer democracies and never really have been, and the same people in Russia are still in control that were prior to its collapse.
In
control.
You mean, of course, that communism is not dead.
Right.
Despite the fact they've convinced the American people communism is dead, and there are 1.25 billion people that live in communist China, and yet the American people have bought what has been said hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker, because it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, everybody's going to believe it.
Well, I'll give you an example, and this is a fact, and you may know this, Dr. Stan. When Gorbachev took over, the five-year plan was to take the wall down and to let go of the satellite nations.
How else could they have gotten to give us all those billions of dollars?
Correct. Okay, and they decided to change their format of how they produced. And the goal of the Middle East, and the problem that I have here with the Russians moving their forces on the borders and so forth and so on, is in Russia, and then we have the Asian question too with Korea and China and everything else, is that the United States now, and if everybody would go on a site and type in Washington's vision, they would see a very interesting writing that came from Valley Forge that talked about Washington had a vision, a very spiritual vision, of three major wars. And the last war talks about, and I believe this wholeheartedly, the Third War where all the nations come against the United States. And he talks about this in his vision. Yet the United States will win ultimately. It's that we got people mad enough or whatever, but they all go against the United States. And what scares me is that we're actually seeing this. Did we cause some of it? Of course. Did we fix some of it? We tried. But it's a perceived belief by the rest of the world that we are the last colonial power. And that's been played by the media, by the UN, and everything else.
Well, let me just comment.
Sure.
Last week on 60 Minute 2, the head of the Mossad said, and I have the transcript, September 11th was the beginning of World War III, and people better begin to understand this. We are in World War III. Vance, I'm looking forward to having on our program later this week. God bless you. Thanks so much for
being with us,
and we'll have a good time when we talk on Tuesday.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Stan.
Tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dunigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact that too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are popping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
To stand here, and I just want to mention, if you have children or grandchildren in government schools, you really want to think very seriously about getting a Phenopoly set. And of course, in about 16 to 20 hours, you can undo all the damage that's been done by the government schools with the means of reading that they've taught that are aimed at failure. I mean, they've been cultivating failure. They've intentionally dumbed down our students. If you teach your children, your grandchildren, to read phonetically, it'll be one of the greatest gifts you can give them. So let me suggest Phonopoly. It's played like Monopoly. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and, of course, we throw in a couple of books on, give you the background of this organized effort to dumb down the American children. Phonopoly is $139.95. Most of the programs are $300, $400, $500, $600. $139.95 plus shipping. And, of course, you won't be sorry if you get a Phonopoly set. And then, of course, let me suggest some of the other books we have. One of the books I mentioned earlier is Regicide. It's a Gregory Douglass, excellent book, based upon the papers that were given to him by Mr. Robert Crowley, who was the deputy director of covert operations for the CIA. And, of course, the papers were given with the idea that they wouldn't be released until Mr. Crowley had died because, of course, they told about how he and James Angleton and several others planned and carried out the assassination of an American president. Now, you would think if this book was out, you know, which came from the CIA, the smoking gun, you would hear about it every place, but you're not going to. If you'd like to get a copy of Regicide, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a special on the Kennedy assassination. If you'd like to substitute that book for one of the tape sets or one of the other items that we have, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and say, I want Regicide instead of that, one of the other two books. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who are out in the listening audience to help us do what we do. And we're primarily dependent upon the people who join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we move to try to educate people across America. And what a unique opportunity, our daily programs heard on radio stations 5 hours a day, on the internet 5 hours a day, on the satellite 3 hours a day, on shortwave 2 hours a day. But believe me, it's an expensive proposition. Our weekend programs heard on 35 stations plus another station locally here. And so we have a number of different audiences. We're just trying to get people to understand. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, an ideological, and a cultural, and an economic and educational battlefield. And if you agree with this, there's a problem and you'd like to be part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, you call us. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You'll find out a lot of the things there that we have listed that will help you in the difficult times that lie ahead. That's radioliberty.com. Now, you can listen to our live radio programs there 3 hours a day. And, of course, you can pull down our newsletters. They go back many years. And you'll find all sorts of fascinating information on there and the documentation so that you can discuss these issues intelligently. The other side controls the media. You're not going to get the truth. I was reading an article the other day. Oh, my goodness. You know, there's no danger from vaccinations. The mercury in the vaccines doesn't do any harm. But we took it out anyway, just in case it might do some harm. Well, if it didn't do any harm, why did they take it out? And if it did do harm, why did they leave it in? And you must understand they've been poisoning our children. You have to be very evil to do something like that, but they've done that intentionally. The incidence of autism has gone from 1 in 2,500 down to about 1 in 250 to 1 in 150 children. They know exactly what they were doing. America is under attack. And so we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to partner with us in this effort. And it truly is an epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. There has always been a battle between God and Satan. It's been fought on many battlefields. It wasn't really very obvious here in America when we were a Christian country. But is there anybody who believes America is still a Christian country? Who believes that God, for any reason, should bless America when we've turned our back on him, when we've taken him out of our schools, and we've taken prayer out of our schools, and our educational system is used to destroy religious faith? God will not be mocked, and throughout all history, when nations have turned against him, God has turned against those nations as well. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our leaders because we're told to. We ask you to pray for our boys and young people who are over there fighting and halfway around the world. But you owe it to them to try to find out what this war is really all about. And, of course, the fact that this is just the first in a series of wars, which will soon plunge the world into a terrible, terrible, terrible conflict. If you would like to get a free copy of our newsletter, and that's the Radio Liberty newsletter, which will give you the documentation from the website of the people who planned this all going back in 1998, give us a call. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for our March newsletter. And then, of course, we ask you to remember, please, to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.
really bother?
What's that?
Your hip really bothers?
Yeah, a little bit.